you back. Visit theplumbingexperts.com to schedule your next appointment.
Are you searching for a newer vehicle or maybe just want to drive something different? AutoWorks has what you're looking for and two locations to serve you. With just $500 down, you could be driving home in your newer vehicle. We have many financing options, including in-house financing. Visit us in Greer at 816 West Whitehampton Boulevard or in Spartanburg at 385 East Blackstock Road. Call or text 864-655-7555 or view all of our inventory at AutoWorksSC.com. That's AutoWorksSC.com.
Mix and match two for $5 scratch-made biscuits at Bojangles. It's bow time.
Some people would like to tell you that when it comes to fixing ED, one size fits all. That's just not true. But a guarantee is true for everyone at the Greenville Men's Clinic. An intimacy guarantee. That's right. If you don't perform, you don't pay. How are we able to do this? It's simple. Our experienced, licensed providers have treated over 35,000 men, so we know a thing or two about ED. We are able to offer the latest technologies and documented clinical pathways to resolve your ED once and for all. Prestigious institutions like the Cleveland Clinic and Cambridge have shown our technology to be safe and effective. So for a limited time, we're offering a free physician consultation and medical assessment. So you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Trust the Greenville Men's Clinic. Trust the intimacy guarantee. Call the Greenville Men's Clinic today at 864-301-1111. 301-1111.
When you hear Diamonds Direct, it's not just a catchy name designed to give the illusion of value. Our name is who we really are. Diamonds Direct was started by diamond cutters a quarter of a century ago. At our very core is a commitment to cut out the middleman and deliver extreme value in exquisite diamonds. Today, that's more true than ever with our direct access to diamonds straight from the mines. Diamonds that we then cut and polish. Exquisite diamonds up to 15 and 20 carats in all shapes and sizes. It's an advantage other jewelers only dream of. By overseeing the entire process, we know for a fact Diamonds Direct is truly direct. So this year, as value becomes more important than ever, rest assured that Diamonds Direct's unique status in the world diamond market guarantees you the best no-middleman direct importer price, period. And even with this extreme value promise, at Diamonds Direct you still get an unbeatable selection, transparent education, a luxurious shopping experience, superior customer service, no compromises. It's not having a cool name or clever advertising, it's the truth. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion.
Mr. Knickerbocker isn't just a store, it's a lifestyle. Shop 100% collegiate licensed tailgating items, gifts, decals, apparel, pet products, hats, and more for all Clemson sports all year long. With four locations to serve you, shop Clemson on College Avenue or the Lifestyle Store, Seneca at Hartwell Village, Greenville on Woodruff Road, or online at MrKnickerbocker.com. Like and follow on social media for new product launches and more. Mr. Knickerbocker, a Clemson tradition store since 1973.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Starting trouble. No one likes that. We'll get you set up for some stronger starts. You might just need a fresh charge, and we'll take care of that free of charge. But if it is time for a new battery, we've got replacement batteries that'll fit your needs, starting at just $79.99. You can learn more about our battery selection at AutoZone.com. That's what makes us America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Claim based on data from the NPD Group 2021.
If you want the full Roar experience, go check out the RoarFM.com for all the latest updates and podcasts. We're 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
Fiber for a stronger connection. Get in touch with Upcountry Fiber when it comes to your home and office phones, when it comes to your home or office internet, when it comes to streaming options, comes to television options, over 200 HD channels available. Get in touch with Upcountry Fiber in Anderson, Pickens, Oconee, Spartanburg, and Greenville counties. The best in the business is Upcountry Fiber. We love what they do. We love the no contracts. We love who they are. They're great technology. They're great service on that end of it as well. It's upcountryfiber.com. They'd love to help you out with a stronger connection. You want that great internet service. See if they're in your neighborhood as of yet. If not, where just how close they are as they continue to grow. It's upcountryfiber.com. To our guest lines from thebigspur.com, Tony Morrell joins us. Good morning, Tony. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Mickey. How about you?
Fantastic. Let's talk about a couple of brand-new Gamecocks. Let's go at least in reverse chronological order. The Gamecocks get a new wide receiver, some that you and I talked about last week, Eddie Lewis from Memphis. And for those that didn't hear it, give us an idea of what Lewis means and what kind of skill set he brings to the wide receiver corps in Columbia.
Yeah, I would say versatility is probably the adjective I would use. He's a guy who can play in the slot. He can play outside. He's 5'11", 190, 195, somewhere in there. You know, built a little bit like Juice Wells, but not quite as tall. But he's a guy I think, you know, was an important pickup for them because they have not gotten enough production from the slot receiver position. And, you know, it was going to be the same two guys, Amarion Brown and Dakarion Joyner, competing for that job. And I think getting Lewis in the mix makes that position better and the competition there stronger and should make all three of them better. So I think he was a good pickup for them. You know, led Memphis in receiving yards and catches last year and tied for the team lead in touchdowns. And I think is a guy that is going to have a chance to potentially earn a starting spot right away in spring practice and, you know, play a pretty significant role. He has just 1 year of eligibility left, so he's a one and done, but they felt like they needed another veteran to add to that group, and Justin Stepp did a good job of going out there and finding one in Lewis.
Are they done now at wide receiver in the high school and in the transfer portal?
I think, you know, they will see what's available in May. When the transfer portal window opens, and then Elijah Caldwell from Northwestern is still out there for them in terms of high school players, and I think he is. Well, I know he is still a take for them, and I think he's going to end up being a Gamecock. And you know, they've got bigger portal needs than wide receiver, but you know, if a great one became available that they could land, then they could potentially take another one in May. But I would tend to guess if they get Caldwell, that would probably be it for this class, unless they just find someone too good to pass up.
You say other portal needs are bigger portal needs at this point in time. Where does that still stand? What positions might that be the case?
Well, obviously edge, you know, with the Trajan Jeffcoat situation, he was not admitted to the university, and he was going to be their replacement for Jordan Birch at that position. And I think would have been a good pickup for them and was an important need. And that didn't work out. So now they're faced with trying to, you know, find a guy or two in May and then getting them ready over the summer to play a significant role going into fall practice. You never know, you know, how a guy like that's going to work out, whether he's coming from junior college or another program. They don't go through spring practice, it makes it tougher to make an immediate impact, but it's not impossible. But it certainly has put them in a hole at that position. I would say running back is another one where they still need some help. You know, they landed Mario Anderson. He's a guy that has looked really good so far in winter workouts, but I think they need more depth and talent at that position and would like to get another running back as well. You know, even linebacker could be another position that they could look for some help as well. But edge is the most glaring need right now for sure.
Anything to say about Jeffcoat, who ends up at Arkansas? There was just some confusion. Can you clear up anything on your end?
You know, not a lot of specifics, but basically it was a decision made by the Title IX department, and it had to do with an incident at Missouri that involved a female, but I don't know any of the details of what happened. You know, obviously it was something that, you know, did not cause him to be dismissed by Missouri, and And Arkansas has taken him, so clearly, you know, they were willing to overlook what happened or accept what happened. And Arkansas typically is not a program that will just take anybody like, you know, some programs out there. And so, you know, there's been a lot of complaints and questions asked by Gamecock fans, and rightly so, I think. But I don't know all the details of exactly what happened with the incident, so it's hard for me to be overly critical. But certainly there was a lot of people at the university who were pushing for him to get in and felt like he deserved to be admitted. But in the end, he was not.
Now, when the big commitment on Sunday, Cam Pringle picked South Carolina. Give us an idea of offensive line-wise, what do you think of him? What this means to the offensive line moving forward?
Well, he's a big pickup, you know, both literally and figuratively. You know, 6'7", 330, 335, left tackle, you know, has all the things you can't teach, you know, size, athleticism, long arms, plays with aggressiveness, you know, can run block, pass protect. You know, he's a big pickup. You know, right now he's number one offensive tackle in the country, according to the 24/7 Sports composite rankings. He's not quite a five star. There's no five stars in the 24/7 Sports composite right now in terms of offensive tackles. But, you know, I think he's a high four star, you know, pushing five star type player and someone who has a chance to be a, you know, multi-year starter and a guy who plays a huge role at South Carolina. I think he's one of the most talented tackles they've landed in a long time. And, you know, it's not a position where they've had a ton of NFL talent over the years, but I think he's a guy who fits that mold as, you know, a guy you could see having a 10-plus year NFL career if he develops as expected and stays healthy and, you know, all those things. But he has everything you can't teach and I think is very coachable and a smart kid and someone who should get the most of what he has.
Now, big junior day over the weekend in Columbia. There was tons of players there, too many to cover in the short segment, so I'll let you pick the highlights since maybe some of the news that came out of the junior day.
Yeah, you know, it was like you said, a really big group and a talented group. Maybe the most talented group they've had down there for a junior day at South Carolina. And they've had some events down there where they've had some talent at the top end and then, you know, a lot of guys who were, you know, guys they probably weren't going to offer and then a lot of guys they knew they were likely never going to offer. This was a group that was primarily made up of players they have already offered, a lot of which have been on campus before. And, you know, I think they felt very good about not only the group they had in, but the success they had in furthering their relationship with several players. Two guys who were on campus who will make decisions here soon are both four-star players, Wendell Gregory, four-star linebacker from Marietta in Georgia, and Michael Smith, four-star tight end from Savannah in Georgia. Both of those guys will make decisions this week, and we feel good about where South Carolina stands with both of them. And those are positions of need in this class. A lot of the tight ends they have on the roster now from the transfer portal are going to be more veteran guys, so they need an athletic pass-catching type tight end as a freshman in next year's class, and Smith fits the bill. And then, you know, linebacker is a position they have to get better, really, at both spots. Need to be more athletic, need to be faster and more physical, and Gregory fits the bill there, too, as a guy that, you know, 6'3", 6'4", 220, 225, can run sideline to sideline and you know, also rush the passer, so... both of those guys would be really good pickups. They had Blake Franks from Greenville in, and you know, I think they've gone further with him maybe than I expected them to, but I still think Clemson in the end will probably be tough to beat. Sounds like both staffs actually like him as a guard. Initially, he's listed as a tackle, and initially, my thinking was if South Carolina gets Cam Pringle and Josiah Thompson, Franks is going to be a tough sell. But he said in an interview recently that it sounds like both schools are talking to him more about guard. But I still would think Clemson would be tough to beat on that one. A number of out-of-state players from Florida, Georgia, up in the DMV area, in the Maryland, D.C. area, North Carolina, really did a good job of getting some really talented players in from different states. And I think it was a good event for sure.
Anybody that they might have moved the needle on, I put Franks in that category where maybe you didn't have a chance, but maybe now you made enough ground that you actually got in the game. Is that a fair question?
It's tough to say. Yeah. They had some guys who were on campus for the first time, and some pretty talented players that. I think, Jaden Ball is a guy that another four-star player, another four-star linebacker from Georgia who, had planned to make a decision, back in the fall. He ended up delaying his decision. And, South Carolina got him on campus for a couple of games and got him on campus for junior day. And he's another one that I think they maybe made some ground with. And Tennessee was in pretty good shape with him earlier in the process. But I think South Carolina has done a good job of closing that gap. Kelvin Hunter, the safety from Florence, is a guy who's been on campus a few times and a guy that I've had a hard time getting a feel for. But I from what I've heard, I think they feel pretty good about where they stand with him, and the junior day helped with that, from what I've heard. But there's just so many guys that it's hard to pin it down to. A few that they may have moved the needle with, but overall they felt like they were thrilled with the group they had, and the feedback we've gotten has been very positive from the players that we've interviewed.
There's probably this question will become obsolete at some point in time because we used to talk about numbers and what classes would look like numbers wise, but I think now with transfer portal, I think we're talking about almost full bore. Is this expected to be another big class?
Yeah. It is. I think, I think Beamer is taking the approach of just getting as many talented players as he can get and then figuring out the numbers as the process goes on. He knows that there's still positions where they have to get better. They have to add more talent, more depth. And, I think he wants to focus on just turning the roster over as quickly as he can. At the positions where that needs to happen, and then figuring out the numbers in August when he needs to. So I think it's one where they're just trying to sign as much talent as possible.
To-do list, what's coming up here in the next week, 10 days, next 2 weeks before we head over to February, the next signing day?
Yeah, the big name out there right now is Nicholas Harbor. I mentioned Elijah Caldwell. He's the other high school player they're working right now. And then Nicholas Harbor is the guy that everyone's waiting to hear what he's going to do. He has his official visit to Oregon. He had an in-home with Oregon, I believe last night, or it's tonight. It's soon. And then South Carolina is scheduled to go in. We have not been able to pin down the day that Beamer is going in for his in-home. I think he's trying to be strategic on when he does that, and would love to be the last coach to go in, but we'll see how that plays out. But Oregon with the Nike and the track connection and the year they had in football, they're a threat to steal him late, and then Michigan and Maryland are still involved and options as well. So I thought by now that I would have a better feel for it, but Oregon has muddied the waters, and he and his family have done a good job of really keeping things quiet and playing things close to the vest. But he would be the ultimate cherry on top of this class for South Carolina if they can land him. Just an absolute freak of an athlete. I think he recently set the national 60 meters record at 6'5", 235 pounds. So it's crazy to see what he's doing on the track and just to think about the potential he has on the football field. So that he's going to be the biggest name we're following between now and signing day, and a guy that the South Carolina staff is going to put a lot of resources in trying to land.
Business plan for you, just do a paper question. Anytime anybody ask any question about Nicholas Harbor the next 2 weeks, you got to pay for it, man. Dollar per question, something like that. Let me know how that goes. Tell us about the website, signing up. Yeah, it is a great place to, the best place to learn more about South Carolina football, and especially in the next few weeks.
Yeah, just go to thebigspur.com, become a VIP member today. We're going to continue to follow up with the junior day recruits. I should have a lot of interviews this week with those players. You've already have several posted, had a VIP room posted last night. So there'll be a lot of recruiting information posted between now and signing day. So just go to thebigspur.com and become a member today.
Place to find it, thebigspur.com. I have more. Who knows what happens between now and next Tuesday, but looking forward to talking to you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Mickey.
Tony Morrell of thebigspur.com. Patterson Tax Service, they've got a busy couple of weeks coming up. They're filing taxes right now. Get in touch with them. They can get that in the front of the line for you. First in, first out. Get that refund. Get it done now. Maximize the refund, too. No matter how complicated, no matter how simple your taxes are, if you need that to maximize that, do it with the Patterson Tax Service. PATTAX.com, PATTAX.com, 864-859-8289, 864-859-8289. Much more when you come back with Will Clinton and Mickey Plowler right after this.
Gentlemen, erectile dysfunction or low T got you down? Take action now and turn your life around. Call Greenville Men's Clinic at 301-1111 or greenvillemensclinic.com. Make the call today, 301-1111 or greenvillemensclinic.com.
Warmer days aren't the only thing ahead. So is the Upstate South Carolina Boat Show. From January 26th through January 29th at the Greenville Convention Center, you and your family can get up close to the latest boat models for fishing, speed, and cruisers, as well as the latest in gear and accessories and insurance and finance vendors. If it's on the water, it's here. Only from January 26th through the 29th and only at the Greenville Convention Center. Bring your whole family to the Upstate South Carolina Boat Show. Kids 6 and under are free. Find out more at UpstateSCBoatShow.com.
Sark's Greenville Auto Repair is your shop that can repair your vehicle. Our staff has over 30 years of experience and are ASE certified, serving Greenville County since 2015. We specialize in brakes, suspension, wheel alignments, tires, engine diagnostic, and oil changes on all foreign and domestic vehicles. If you need basic maintenance or emergency repair, we can get you back on the road quickly. Located at 1900 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Greenville, or call 864-609-0202 for an appointment today. You can visit us online at SarksGreenvilleAutoRepair.com.
It's time for you to come meet the newest and best deli in Greenville, Clayton's Deli in the Overbrook area on East North Street. At Clayton's, Chef Austin makes house-made pastrami, house-made roast beef, and more to give you the most delicious sandwiches, burgers, Cubans, Philly cheesesteak, and other mouth-watering sandos, both hot and cold, and all the classic deli sides you want. There's also a weekly soup special to help warm you up on these cold days. And with your New Year's resolutions, any sandwich can be made into a salad. Come give us a try. Clayton's Deli and the Pound Cake Man. Just delicious.
Gilstrap Roofing has an experienced team that specializes in shingle, metal, and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 80 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstraproofing.com.
I used to have a couple misconceptions about weight loss. The first one was that it was about some small change, either working out more or differently or eating better, and if you just do that one thing, that it leads to the results. The second thing I used to think about weight loss is that when you lose the weight, you're just predestined to put it all back on. That's what happens to most people. Well, most people haven't tried PhD weight loss. Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team have given you the tools to be able not just to get the weight off, but to keep it off. Because it's not about changing one or two things in your life. It's about a holistic approach to food. It can add years onto your life. It can make you have more energy more of the time. It really does create a better living experience for you if you just trust the team at PhD Weight Loss to craft a plan specifically for you. If you deal with type 2 diabetes or sleep apnea, or you've got issues related to weight loss and you've tried other things and failed, let me give you some great advice for the new year. Check out PhD Weight Loss. You'll be glad you did. For more information, go to the website. It's myphdweightloss.com.
At Diamonds Direct, we want to make something very clear. We will absolutely beat the price of any comparable diamond that you find anywhere else. No fine print, no disclaimers, just a rock-solid, unqualified nationwide price guarantee. And this goes for 1-carat diamonds as well as 15 and 20-carat diamonds. You see, at Diamonds Direct, we're more than just another jewelry store. We're part of a world diamond powerhouse with direct access to the world's top diamond mines. We have our own diamond cutters, too, so we are active in every aspect of the diamond market every single day, from source to showroom. So when you see a diamond somewhere else, online or in a store, or from some so-called supplier, just know that apples for apples, you will get a better price at Diamonds Direct. Our volume, our connections, our buying power make this possible, and it's why we've never, ever lost a sale due to price. So at a time when value means so much, we invite you to take this challenge and let us prove it. Day in and day out, you will always get a better quality diamond at a better price at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Wakefield Automotive has built a reputation of trust with its loyal customers for decades. Their family-owned business loves helping the upstate save. Now they have the Wakefield Family Promise. Even with new vehicle shortages, you will never pay over MSRP for your new Buick or GMC. Get the best price on your new Sierra, Yukon Envision, or Encore GX, and the excellent service you expect from them. So don't pay a big markup. Experience the Wakefield Automotive Family Promise and save. Visit us today at 300 West St. John Street in Spartanburg or at wakefieldauto.com.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Here at The Roar, every day is game day. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Tomorrow, Andrew Oliphant will join us. Get in touch with Andrew, andrew@katichi.com. We're still in January, and he's still taking free golf lessons online. It's not a golf lesson. It's a video analysis. You send him your golf swing, your putter, your chipping, whatever it might be, andrew@katichi.com. Film it down the line, straight on, whatever it might be, and he's going to send you back some help. Will Clinton, over the course of 10 days, after taking a video lesson with Andrew Oliphant, my handicap went down 2.3 shots over 10 days. The man's a genius. Ledbetter Academy. Studied under David Ledbetter for this many years. You kind of learned something. The man's a genius. Let him help you out. Andrew@katichi.com. Also stay in play packages and golf and all that kind of stuff. So I made this case before on the NFL head coaches and this idea that they're not really having to wait their turn anymore. They almost survive now. You made that point about survival. You know, in the NFL right now, Sean McVay, what did I say, is 36 years old, and Bill Belichick, 70 years old. And there's not a correlation between the ultra-successful guy and the guy that's floundering. We talked about the Falcons guy. He's not doing all that well so far. But he's 40, 41. He's 40 years old, I think we said him. But like, just a few short years ago, he was not in a very good position in his career. Now, here he is just a few short years later. Now, he's a head coach of the Falcons. I gave you the one for Nick Sirianni. Like, he was just a few short years ago, he was like a quality control guy getting coffee for someone. Now, these are young analytical people that are doing very well. Zach Taylor is going to have a chance to go to a second Super Bowl in 2 years. He's 39 years old, head coach of the Bengals. In Zach Taylor's career, oh, by the way, I didn't remember this. He played at Wake Forest. He played at Nebraska and Butler Community College in Wake Forest before Nebraska was the end of that. But he was a guy that was a GA at Texas A&M, 2008-2011. Assistant quarterback coach of the Dolphins 2012. He did become the quarterback's coach for the Dolphins in 2013. So that is kind of a he's been a full-time – no, not true. He was assistant wide receiver coach of the Rams in 2017. Let's just take that for instance. See, an assistant wide receiver coach, that means you're not the head wide receiver coach. In 2017, and 2 years later, he was the head coach of the Bengals. Like, that's crazy to me. Can you imagine being an assistant professor in 2017, then being the president of university in 2019?
It's insane. And what can you do as an assistant wide receiver coach that can
set the cones up right, man? We really set the cones up well in the drills.
Yeah, I mean, I think you'd be helping people spray the lines on the field or something like that. But what can you do that just sets you that far apart from your peers?
It's a great question. And now, when it works out, the GM, somebody in the organization can say, we identified Zach Taylor as the guy. I will take a lot of credit for this, Will Clinton. When Dabo Swinney, who was criticized for not having a coordinator experience, when I said give Dabo his chance in 2009 in a blog for TigerNet as an interim coach, we identified him, but that was a guy who was a wide receiver coach for several years. You got to know, these guys, I mean, Zach Taylor was with the Rams as an assistant wide receiver coach, then became the quarterback's coach for 1 year. He was the offensive coordinator of the Dolphins and offensive coordinator of the Bengals, but 1 year apiece, and now all of a sudden the Bengals, they identified that guy. Somebody in the Bengals organization said, yep, that was my guy. I made that push. He was our guy. Now, somebody like Dan Campbell, that was easy because Dan Campbell is 46 years old, and Dan Campbell was a guy that, longtime player in the league, spent 10 years as a player. But how about his career? Dan Campbell was a coaching intern, it was his title, with the Dolphins in 2010, became the tight ends coach of the Dolphins from 11 through 15, the interim head coach of the Dolphins in 15. He went from tight ends coach with no coordinator experience, tight ends coach to the interim head coach. He's kind of an interim guy, though, because he's a fiery guy. He could be the interim guy. But then assistant head coach, tight ends coach of the Saints, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20, and then head coach of the Lions. But at least he had, like, interim head coaching experience. You see that.
And he was a player in the NFL.
So long time player.
He has a lot of experience, and he has a lot of rapport with the other players.
Big dude, like impressive dude. He's just a dude. You and I aren't dudes.
I mean, speak for yourself, but I'm not a Dan Campbell dude. That is for sure. He is.
Mike McDonald, the head coach of the Dolphins, we all know this is very important here. You know, he did play college football at Yale, but this is where the NFL goes now. He was a coaching intern with the Dolphins in 05, offensive assistant with the Texans in 06, 07, 08. Then in 2009, 2010, was a running backs coach for the California Redwoods and the Sacramento Mountain Lions.
Who?
What if I told you that 10 years later be the head coach of the Miami Dolphins? Like, if you're on the staff with him for the California Redwoods and the Sacramento Mountain Lions, and now you're working in real estate in Sacramento, California, and he's the head coach of the Dolphins, you're like, wait, how did he take the right forks in the road and I didn't? Offensive assistant with the Redskins 11 and 12, that means quality control guy, basically. He did get the Redskins wide receiver coach in 13. Became the Browns wide receiver coach in 14. Offensive assistant coach, now this is not even a full-time run, the assistant offensive coach for the Falcons in 15 and 16, and now is a head coach. That's in 15 and 16. Run game coordinator of the 49ers in 17 through 2020. Offensive coordinator of the 49ers in 21, and then head coach of the Dolphins. At the age of 39.
The Sacramento Mountain Lions were a UFL team. I thought you were kidding.
No.
I thought this was like Madden created team. Wow. No. Okay. 3 years of existence. But it boosted somebody to an NFL coaching career.
Yeah.
Head coaching career. That's incredible.
It really, truly is amazing that these guys are doing this at this age. Right? That on the other side of it, somebody like Dennis Allen, who was a long time, like he was a secondary coach of the Saints back in 2008. So that guy put in time that way. But it goes to show you just how quick you can make it and how young the league is now. But part of that is, remember, it's the either guys got fired in front of you. You mentioned that earlier. So you remember how like people say, well, Dabo, he's just promoting too much from within. But that's exactly what happens in NFL. Like you get to be a quality control assistant guy. You get coffee for your boss for a couple of years. He gets fired, then you move into his job. You're an assistant tight ends coach. Tight ends coach moves on. Well, you just get promoted from within.
If you've been there long enough, you have the most familiarity with that position.
Right.
Well, hey, just stand in for now.
But what it also means is my major point that I was trying to make when Dabo hired from within a few times is that every single day that Arthur Smith or Zach Taylor or Dan Campbell or Josh McDaniels or Mike or Kevin O'Connell, like these baby-faced kids that are NFL head coaches now, like for every single day they went to work as a quality control, an intern, an assistant tight ends coach, assistant special teams coach, whatever it might be, every single day they were doing that, they were interviewing for the full-time, big-time, next time to be the tight ends coach, wide receiver coach, or quarterbacks coach, or offensive coordinator, or then eventually head coach. That somebody in the organization was watching them every single day. And so when Wes Goodwin gets to be the defensive coordinator, why? Because Dabo watched him basically interview for 5 or 6 or 7 years. Even though he was a player development guy, he was interviewing, and it wasn't looking like a resume. It was, what's this guy doing in the meeting room every day? What's he doing in the practice field every day? What is he doing in the film room every day? And when you promote someone from within, and that's where the college model is the same now. And the college model now, and let me give you that before we take a break. I'll use Georgia as an example, so I don't use Clemson. But right now you've got Kirby Smart and then the offensive defensive coordinators, then the linebacker coach, wide receiver coach, running backs coach, defensive back coach, tight ends coach, defensive line coach, outside linebackers coach. You got all those guys. But you have quality control special teams, quality control offense. You have director of football administrations. You have assistant player development, assistant director of player development, director of football management, special teams coordinator, football operations assistant, director of football of recruiting relations, football operations and travel coordinator, performance chef. He's not going to be the head coach. He's not going to. Ryan Cova, the performance chef, is not moving up to be the head coach. I don't think he can make that jump. You also have culinary service manager and co-director of football creative designs. But those, all those quality control, all those, and that doesn't include GAs, but all those player development people, they're interviewing every single day that when Todd Hartley, the tight ends coach, makes a move, or Fran Brown, the defensive back coach, makes a move, then those guys are the next ones in line to try to be that guy to get that job. Mike Bobo right now is the quality control on offense. If Todd Monken goes to the NFL, Mike Bobo will then become the quarterback's coach and offense coordinator, most likely. Because every single day, you are interviewing to be the guy. Brent Venables is doing that now. Sikorski's taking the job at Oklahoma. Venables is doing that right now. J.P. Lozman, you know, was a quality control assistant, the player development guy here. Well, now he's next in line at Oklahoma whenever one of Oklahoma's guys kind of goes. And you do things like somebody says something stupid, does something stupid, you know, gets in trouble or takes a job somewhere or gets promoted somewhere. That's what you're doing now. And on top of that, they're actually it's getting paid pretty good money too. Like some of the quality control people are making like decent money now. It's not like just the old GA that just got tuition for your graduate assistantship trying to get your master's degree, right? Like they're actually making decent money now. Anyway. Just a little thought of that. That's all coming from the NFL and the way they're doing their business. Crazy. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Final segment of a Tuesday show right after this.
Valentine's, treat her to a day of relaxation and rejuvenation at Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa. Their therapists are ready to restore her mind, body, and spirit in a relaxing and private environment. Select from the Sweet Treat Package, the Be Mind Package, Cupid's Holiday, or the Sweetheart Package. Or let Lilia Day Spa create something special for her. A gift certificate from Lilia Day Spa is ideal for Valentine's and shows her you care. 116 Benson Street, downtown Anderson. Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa.
How would you like to drive a new car with no payments for 3 full months? That's exactly what you can do when your car loan is with State Credit Union. Visit one of their 19 branches or their website for details. Apply for your new car loan online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. Offer not available for internal refinances. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Mattress shopping is brutal, almost as bad as buying a used car. Engineered Sleep has made the process of finding the perfect mattress simple and easy. Each mattress sold is designed and made themselves, making it less confusing and saves you hundreds of dollars buying it direct from the manufacturer. Better Sleep is only 70 cents a night. Visit Monday through Saturday for a stress-free and pleasant experience. Use WCCP for 10% off and 2 free pillows, up to $475 savings. Free local delivery, American-made, engineeredsleep.com. Better Sleep, rest assured.
Standing water or that musty smell in your basement can be a sign of major problems. Canty Foundation Specialists are your local experts in basement waterproofing and crawlspace repair. Call us today for a free estimate.
Canty can fix it.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialists at 864-403-5263 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-403-5263. Or online at cantycanfixit.com.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones. Like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
Are you searching for a newer vehicle or maybe just want to drive something different? AutoWorks has what you're looking for and 2 locations to serve you. With just $500 down, you could be driving home in your newer vehicle. We have many financing options, including in-house financing. Visit us in Greer at 816 West Winhampton Boulevard or in Spartanburg at 385 East Blackstock Road. Call or text 864-655-7555 or view all of our inventory at AutoWorksSC.com. That's AutoWorksSC.com.
Winning multiple Ford President's Awards and top-notch online reviews are two reasons why George Coleman Ford should be your choice for your next new or pre-owned vehicle. Every week, customers like you post online reviews raving about the buying experience at George Coleman Ford. It's like nothing they've experienced. No hidden fees and straight-up honest customer service. And with new inventory arriving monthly, George Coleman Ford is committed to satisfying you. The best is found in Traveler's Rest, George Coleman Ford.
Some people would like to tell you that when it comes to fixing ED, one size fits all. That's just not true. But a guarantee is true for everyone at the Greenville Men's Clinic. An intimacy guarantee. That's right. If you don't perform, you don't pay. How are we able to do this? It's simple. Our experienced, licensed providers have treated over 35,000 men, so we know a thing or two about ED. We are able to offer the latest technologies and documented clinical pathways to resolve your ED once and for all. Prestigious institutions like the Cleveland Clinic and Cambridge have shown our technology to be safe and effective. So for a limited time, we're offering a free physician consultation and medical assessment. So you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Trust the Greenville Men's Clinic. Trust the intimacy guarantee. Call the Greenville Men's Clinic today at 864-301-1111. 301-1111.
Live, local, trusted. With the largest coverage in the upstate. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Where every day is game day.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Speaking of crazy, like to me at 54, I can have a pretty interesting conversation with when Drake gets to be a teenager, preteen, and we had to start talking to him about alcohol, tobacco, drugs, vaping. To me, and maybe I'm just completely missed this whole thing here, and I'm sure some people could be offended by this, but to me, it's a pretty easy conversation of when it comes to vaping. Like, you're putting that in your body? You're putting that in your lungs? Despite the fact of long-term effects of seizures and severe lung injury and nicotine addiction and popcorn lung and strokes and heart attacks and short-term effects of like headaches and coughing and dry mouth and throat and shortness of breath and weight loss and nausea and vomiting, all the bad things that come with vaping, like that's a pretty easy conversation to have. Now, there's ways to have that conversation that are not as simple as, what are you, crazy? That's not the conversation that Phoenix Center wants you to have. But in the end, it's like crazy. Like, who in the right mind would do that? Teenagers are doing it because of pressure, because everybody else is doing it. Find out about how to talk to your teen, your preteen, about drugs, alcohol, vaping, about tobacco, about all those things. But you put that in your body? You got one chance at life, one body at life. You can put that in your body? Are you kidding me? Let the Phoenix Center give you much better professional advice than I just did. I'm like, what? Are you crazy? Anyway, phoenixcenter.org. They want that's not their plan to go. What are you, crazy? phoenixcenter.org. Love those folks. You don't do any vaping, do you?
I do everything, Mickey. Everything bad. That's me. You know me. I drink Coca-Cola all day.
Diet Pepsi over here right now.
That was not a shot, sorry.
Why in the world would you put that in your body? It's not safe. Welcome back. Final segment of a Tuesday. Texas said, preach, Mickey. You need to go to every middle school, every high school, and as examples of the students. Doesn't matter. Was NFL, NCAA, under U18 athletics, internships in college. Work you do in college's major coursework or high school job, you're always interviewing. And you never know, based on your efforts, what door will open for you, which might have been previously locked that you didn't even know about. So what's happening? Exactly what's happening. Texter Tiger Harley says, did we really feel like Skalski was an X and O guy when he was here? Leader of young men, yes, but coach, don't know. Not bashing, don't know. Skalski was captain of the defense, I guess. I think he's a really, really bright guy. I think he's going to be a great coach one day. Texter says that will allow NCAA teams to have assistant coach position roles. Talking about the support staff people. Because I hear the NCAA is about to drop the restrictions to prevent these on-the-field analysts for hands-on coaching. I mean, the NCAA are essentially being able to coach on the field, and that means just more and more and more. Texture 1107 says that Eric Spoelstra was the head of video operations for Riley. Got his foot in the door somehow, some way there in the Miami Heat. Still to this day, every time I hear Eric Spoelstra's name, I think of my buddy saying, He's good friends with Clay or Drew or Will Sweeney. He said, walked in and we're going to shoot basketball at Dabo's house. Walked in and Dabo's in there shooting with Eric Spoelstra working on a shot. Like, what? That, like, of all the people, because like at football practice at Clemson, you don't know. In the past few years, you go out to practice, Daryl Strawberry's there. I almost got Daryl Strawberry's autograph. I don't ask for autographs or pictures, but I was like, man, let me have a picture of Daryl Strawberry. I don't think I've ever asked for like, oh, I did it with Deshaun and Eldon Campbell maybe at the national championship game or something. But like, I don't ask for pictures of people just because I don't want to improve their invading privacy. But like, Daryl Strawberry's at practice. Brett Favre. Obviously, all the NFL guys. Tomlin's there, you know, during those, not junior days, but the NFL days, private workout days, whatever. It's just weird. You look up and you see some of the people you see. Mike Jaminski. I was at practice one day. Mike Jaminski's there. Like, what are you doing at football practice at Clemson? You see it all the time. Like, speakers, politicians, singers, some of these country music guys out at practice all the time. Like, when you go to Clemson football practice, no idea who's going to show up. But you got to think, like, you're going over to Dabo's house, like Will and Drew or Clay invite you. Yeah, we go shoot hoops at the house. Yeah, it's raining outside. We go shoot at the house. You go do it, like, there's Eric Spoelstra and Dabo working on his jump shot.
And it's not just practice. Before they announced the hire of the new Jags coach, Doug Peterson.
Yeah, Doug Peterson. Oh, yeah, he's there.
I was out, just out and about in Clemson, and I saw somebody. Made eye contact with him, thought he looked familiar, thought maybe I knew him from, as a client or something like that. So I said, hey, how you doing? And he said, oh, I'm doing good. My son's a senior here, just came to visit him, blah, blah, blah. Walked away. A couple days later, I saw his picture on ESPN and was like, oh my goodness. That's why he looks so familiar.
It's crazy how that works out. Steven is in Raleigh, North Carolina. Good morning, Steven. How you doing this morning?
Hey, Mickey. I'm doing well. Quick question about recruiting. A couple quick questions about recruiting Clemson specifically. Are we done with the 23 class, or do you think that they will add a couple more here in the second signing period?
I think they're done with the high school class. Maybe not done yet with
transfer portal
stuff. But, yeah, high school kids, I think they're done.
I got you. Do you see a big need right now that they could dip into the portal and get from a position standpoint?
Yeah, I think that I'd like to be able to think that maybe a wide receiver, maybe a defensive end. Those are the two areas still that you would say.
Yeah, I believe. I know our numbers are probably filled up at defensive back. It seems like defensive back and safety was a little bit of a weakness this past year.
Yeah.
And so hopefully that will improve.
Well, but the other part of that is, like, all those guys, you might have had room, but then Jalen Phillips decided to come back, and Jones decided to come back at cornerback, and none of those guys transferred out, Makuba and those guys. So really, if you think about it, if you've got Wiggins and Green and Oliver and Jones and Pride and Lucas and Terrell, Strozier, and Lewis coming in, that's nine corners. And then you got the Phillips, Makuba, and Venables, and Mickens, and Koval, and Griffin, six. And then the three safeties coming in with Billings, Barnes, and Webb. That's nine safeties. You got 18 defensive backs right now. So there's no numbers there for sure.
They're filled up. Hey, quick question. So I listen to Tony, and as I do every Tuesday, him and then Strelo on Thursday. Are you surprised when you hear Tony Morrell say that Shane Beamer will just get as much talent in there as possible, and then he'll cut the fat in June, July, and August? Are you surprised?
No, you have to do that.
Are you surprised that that would happen?
When you take over a program, you're still early. There's some excess stuff in there. Where you have an issue is when, like, you're cutting your own kids. You're trying to get rid of your own kids that you took. You know, Dabo's philosophy is that if we make a mistake, that's my fault, not your fault. Athletically, you do what you need to do, and you stay in school and all that stuff. But the other thing is, like, the transfer portal is kind of taken through some of that stuff too. But no, South Carolina's still in a talent acquisition kind of thing first, and then they'll work the numbers out and run some people off if you have to. And I mean, that's pretty much the norm in college football at this point. No, I'm not surprised at all.
Well, you say it's the norm, but it's not the norm at Clemson. Would you be surprised if Clemson did that?
Yeah, but especially since you've been there long enough. Like, everybody there now, Dabo's taken. And again, his philosophy is that if we made the mistake athletically, that's what we did. If you just do your academic work, you stay out of trouble with us. But that's his fault, not the player's fault.
It seems like, though, that's the SEC way, right?
Oh, yeah, you have to.
Saban's been there. Saban's been there. And I wouldn't be surprised one bit if Saban did that year after year after year.
It's called processing. You have to process a guy. You basically sit down and tell him, hey, you're not going to play here, so you might as well transfer out and go play somewhere else. Or you make it so hard on them in the weight room or the practice field that they just, you know.
Right. You would think that would have a negative impact on your program and your recruiting because those kids that got cut would essentially tell their friends.
It does, except for one thing. It does except for one thing. That it does not hurt you as much as losing hurts you. You keep them around.
That's right.
The thought is that they might cost you a scholarship. Yeah. And somebody might win a game, you know, might cost you a game in there. So the loss hurts worse than the PR. In the end, they're in a wins-loss deal, not a PR deal.
Yeah. Hey, listen. Hey, Mickey, I got to give it to Shane Beamer. He's doing everything that he, at least on the surface, he's doing everything that he needs to do to have a successful winning team down there. You got to give it to him because I don't think the last staff did that. You could almost look at Will Muschamp, and it was almost like he was there for the paycheck. Shane Beamer, they've got an energetic guy in there, a young guy in there, and as a Clemson fan, you got to give it to him. You got to give him credit.
The two wins changed the complete trajectory now, at least short term. I mean, beating Tennessee and beat Clemson, that changed the trajectory short term. Now what do you do with it? And now the longevity part of it is where it comes in. But he's ejected enthusiasm, ejected belief. There's no doubt about that. Hey, Steven, I got to get top of the hour, man. I appreciate the phone call
buddy.
For sure. I apologize to Brad Hughes. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. Get in touch with him. And I'll tell you more about that. We'll take a little longer extended segment with Brad Hughes and with Eric Newton, ericnewton.com. 292-3001 for Brad, ericnewton.com for anything you need in real estate in Clemson. Two-minute drill, though, quickly, Will.
9 o'clock tip-off, 8:30 broadcast start. Georgia Tech here at Clemson tonight. Don Munson, Tim Murray on the call.
Love it for sure. So my Brad Hughes and my Eric Newton stuff today is appreciate Dr. Milt Louder. Go back and listen to that, man. An emotional moment with Milt today. And then Tony Morrell, all the information you got out of that for sure. Folks, have a wonderful Wednesday. John and Brad up next. Thanks to Will. Have a great day. More importantly, tomorrow we'll see you on the radio.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson.